part of the Christian life. We've already been saved, amen. We're a part of God's family. If we've already been saved, my friend, we've already attained what we would not have attained other aside from the grace of God and the Word of God and the mercy of God. And we ought to be thankful, amen. We just stop right there and shout to glory because we've received salvation, amen. Hey, don't have to go to hell, praise God. I'm heaven bound. Don't have to look for the things of the flesh and the things of the world and the things of the devil to bring joy unto me no longer, because I've got what that money can't buy, amen. I've got what the world cannot attain aside from God's grace, and that salvation. So with that being said, we find that Paul has spoken of his salvation in the beginning of this chapter, but now I believe that he begins to talk about his sanctification. And my friend, God wants all of us to aspire to be like Jesus. And that's exactly what Paul hits on here tonight in the text that we have before us. He uses an athletic event. Now, some have thought that it might be a race within the Greek games. Some have thought that it is either a foot race. Some believe that it might be a chariot race. And my friend, we see that either one, if you look at it in that aspect, you can glean some wonderful thoughts and wonderful truths out of this text. Now we find the Bible begins, I believe, that if we're going to go where God would have us to go, first of all, there has to be a decision for departure. A decision for departure. Each and every one of us got saved at a different time and a different place and a different day and under different circumstances. But once we got saved, once we got born again, once we were birthed into the family of God, my friend, we began on a journey in which Christ desires to walk with us, that the Spirit of God, the Most High, desires to woo us and to long us to live for Jesus. And my friend, we find that each and every one of us sometimes has a different way of obtaining that mindset that we're going to live for Jesus. Some of us have to go through some hardship before we get there. Some of us have to be reminded as to where we're going. Some of us have to be encouraged along the way. Some of us have to stop and receive refreshment. Some of us have to get motivated again. But my friend, there needs to be a decision in our life. If we're ever going to get where God would have us to go, there needs to be a decision for departure. Now, the Bible tells us there, Paul says, if by any means. Now, means, he says there, if indeed we're going, or since we're going, or after all, since we've already been saved, we have a desire, should have a desire. Hey, furthermore, we have a duty within our life to be like Jesus. And he says, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. To attain, as it's described there, means to come to or to arrive. My friend, there's going to come a day in which if Jesus tarries, we're going to lay this body down. But because we know Christ, because we've been saved, because we've been born again, this old body will be raised up one day. Amen. It won't be raised up to face judgment and to be cast long into a devil's hell. No. Hey, it's going to be raised in the likeness of Jesus. It's going to be raised in all of God's glory and all of God's beauty. Romans chapter 8, when Paul refers to justification, he then refers to glorification. Because, my friend, if you've been saved, you're just as well as being glorified when you leave this earth. But my friend, there's a process of sanctification that we all need to attain to. There's something that we need to long for. There's something that we need to come to. Hey, there's a place where God wants us to arrive. And my friend, some of us are on our way. Some of us are already there. Some of us have need to be motivated maybe here tonight as God pricks our heart, as God works within us and asks us to ask ourselves, where are we headed? Where are you headed? Hey, the Bible says there in verse number 12, he says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. Paul says, hey, I've not arrived where God would have me to arrive at yet. I've not gotten where God would have me to get to yet. My friend, there comes a time that we need to look at ourselves and ask ourselves, are we satisfied with whom we are? Are we satisfied with who we are? Are we satisfied with where we're at in our Christian walk? There has come times in my life where I have to say, Tim, I evaluate my life. I look at my daily walk. I see where I spend my time. And I have to ask myself, Tim, are you satisfied with where you're at in this time period of your life? Are you satisfied with where you're at living for Jesus? Are you satisfied with what's taking place in your life, in your family? Are you satisfied with what's going on in the church? Are you satisfied with where you're at? And my friend, that's whenever I have to take a time and I have to make a decision within my life. Hey, I'm not satisfied. I'm not where I need to be. My friend, I need to move forward. I need to long for the thing in which God would have me to long for. What is that? It's to be like Jesus. Paul says there, hey, I've not attained that which God would have me to attain. He says there in verse 12, either were already perfect. Now that word perfect means to be to make complete, to carry through, to accomplish, to bring to the God's proposal, my friend, to be what God would have us to be. My friend, God has something that He wants you to attain to, and that is to be like Jesus. Now, my friend, Paul says, I've not got there yet, but I am longing to get where God would have me to be. And my friend, that should be the desire of each and every one of God's children, would be to be more like Jesus, to be more like Christ. Now, my friend, we find sometimes that there's some things that come along in our life. Sometimes there's things that come along in our journey that seem to hinder us, just like an athlete. My friend, they've got to be disciplined. Amen. An athlete has to be disciplined if they're ever going to achieve what God would have them to achieve. If they're ever going to aspire within the game in which that they're performing, my friend, they've got to have some discipline amongst themselves. They've got to have a mindset that I'm going to desire, I'm going to want, I'm going to drive myself, I'm going to long to be everything I can be in the event in which I'm participating. And my friend, that is no different than the Christian life. There has to be discipline in our life. Hey, just as in a game, hey, there are rules that you must abide by. There are rules that you need to look unto. And if you don't obey by the rules, you're disqualified. Amen. I'm telling you what, God looks down upon you and He looks down upon me. And my friend, He asked us to ask ourselves, are we content with where we're at in our life? Paul looks at himself there and he says there in verse 12, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but he says, I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. To follow after means to pursue. It means to seek eagerly, earnestly, to endeavor to acquire that which God wants you to acquire. My friend, a lot of times we get our mindset upon all the earthly things that we can acquire. But my friend, there's something greater that we can acquire. And that's a deeper walk with Jesus. Amen. Just a closer walk with Thee. Now when the trials come and tragedies come and hardships come, that there's going to be something that's greater within us than what the world can offer, than what we can borrow or buy. And that's a true knowledge of salvation. God wants us to grow. God wants us to be firm. God wants us to be rooted and grounded in our faith. And my friend, we've got to make a decision within ourselves to depart from where we're at, to head toward where God would have us to go. And the Bible says that Paul did that very thing. He says there, either we're already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended. Hey, God has already apprehended us. What does apprehended mean? That second word of apprehended means to seize upon. It talks about Christ by His holy power and His holy influence of Him laying hold upon our human mind, laying hold upon our human will, trying to prompt us, wanting to govern us, allowing us to realize that, hey, it's not us that's in the driver's seat no longer. It needs to be Jesus. Amen. Jesus needs to be the captain. Jesus needs to be the master. Jesus needs to be the one that's calling the shots. My friend, if we've been apprehended of Christ, then we need also long to apprehend Him. Hey, to apprehend, as it's described there, it means to lay hold of so as to make one's own. To attain to apprehend. Hey, the Bible says there that Paul said, hey, there comes a time where we need to decide that we're going to depart from where we're at and we're going to go where God would have us to go. Be what God would have us to be. My friend, there's folks sitting in this auditorium tonight, in this sanctuary, that God's got a calling upon you to be something more than what you are right now. Amen. Hey, there might be some young men here that God might call out under the mission field. There might be some young ladies here that God might call to be preacher's wives. There may be some folks here that God might call to step forward and to be a witness in your workplace, to be a witness in your town, hey, to be a light in your community. Hey, God is wanting us to grow. God's wanting us to go forward in this race of life. Hey, the Bible describes unto us here, not only needs there to be a decision for departure, but there also needs to be a determination of destination. Well, I'm asking you, where are you headed? Where are you headed? Hey, we need to have a destination, that we have to have a goal, amen? Hey, if they're running a race, they're just not out there running for nothing, but they're running that they might get to the goal, that whenever they get to the goal, they might be able to receive the prize. That whenever they receive the prize, that they might be able to be adorned and that they might be able to be recognized. Now, my friend, I want to remind you tonight that he's not talking about work salvation. We've already been there. But the Bible, or history rather, teaches us that in the Greek games, you had to be a citizen in order to participate in the games. My friend, if you're a child of God, you're a citizen of His kingdom, my friend, you're participating in the race. You're participating in the race, whether you like it or not, you're participating. And my friend, we need to desire, to depart, we need to have a determination of the destination in which God would have us to get to. What's our goal? Hey, the Bible says there in verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. He says, I've not got there yet. I've not laid hold of it yet. But he says there in verse 13, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And he says, singular, one thing. My friend, I believe that in our life, and I know in my life, I get so many things going on that a lot of times I lose sight of the one thing that God would have me to be about. I sometimes lose sight of the one thing that God would have me to do, and that is not to fulfill all the things of this world, not to do all the things of this world, not to be what I feel like I need to be to everybody else, but my friend, I need to be what God would have me to be. Amen? And that's what you need to long for, is that you be one thing that God has asked you to be, and that is to be like His Son. But my friend, He's also called you out, asked you to be some a deacon, asked you to be some a teacher, asked you to be one a giver of mercy, one a giver and a help. My friend, He's asked some of you to be maybe proclaimers of the gospel. As I said, there might be some young people here that He's calling to the mission field. My friend, there needs to be one thing. Paul says there's one thing that I need to accomplish in this life. And there needs to be a determination within each and every one of us, that we'll get where God would have us to get to. We'd go where God would have us to go. Hey, the Bible says there in verse 13, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Forgetting means to put out of mind, to neglect, to no longer care for those things that are behind, in back of us, in time and in place. And he says there in verse 13 that to be reaching forth unto those things which are before. Reaching, stretching, longing for those things which are laid out ahead of us. My friend, in sight of us. I believe a lot of times the reason that Christian folk don't grow and the reason that there's no change in their life is because they're living in days gone by. They're living in the past. They're living in the past of their own life. They're living in the past of their friends and whom they used to hang out with and who they used to run with. And they say, boy, I wonder what she's doing now. Boy, I wonder what he's doing now. Oh, I used to have good times and I used to live it up and I used to do this and I used to do that. I'll tell you what, you'll never grow in Jesus if you're always looking back. Hey, you say, well, I don't have a longing for those things. But a lot of times folks say, I wish it was the way it used to be. And I remember wherever so-and-so was pastor here, and I remember wherever so-and-so used to come here, and I remember wherever we used to do it this way, and we used to do it that way. And a lot of times folk let church tradition get in the way of what God would have to do in their midst. My friend, there's nothing wrong with looking back upon who you used to be to remind yourself of the glorious work in which God did for you in salvation. But my friend, you need not linger there very long. My friend, you need to be looking forward unto what God would have you to achieve in days to come. Hey, if you're out there running a race and you're always worried about who's behind you, you're not looking where you're going. Amen. I'm telling you what, if you're always looking to the side and always wondering what's going on over there, you're not keeping your eyes looking forward. There could be something tragic happen in that one's life that's running the race, whether it's by foot or especially if they're in a chariot. Now, can you imagine being on just a little old platform with a couple of wheels strapped on the side and a stallion in front of you and my friend running 30 and 40 miles an hour around a track? And if you get your eyes over yonder too low, you're going to be in the wall. Get your eyes over yonder too low, you're going to be in the end of the cart beside you. There's going to be a wreck. There's going to be tragedy take place. My friend, Jesus said, no man is fit for the kingdom of God if he places his hands to the plow and keeps looking back. Amen. I'm telling you what, we need to keep our eye on Jesus. We need to keep our eyes looking ahead. We need to long for the destination in which God has for us. Hey, the Bible says there, hey, we need to quit reaching or forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. My friend, there's better days a coming. Amen. Hey, we look at our world, we look at our economy, and we look at all the violence and all the wars and all the hardship and all the things that are going on in the day and time in which we live. And my friend, it ain't going to do us no good to focus upon that. We need to keep our eyes upon the coming of Jesus. We need to keep our eyes upon what God would have us to be as a church in the year 2011, that we might show the glorious gospel light to a lost and dying world. Hey, we need to keep looking forward. He says there in verse number 14, with the determination of destination, he says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. To press, as it's described there in verse number 14, means to run swiftly in order to catch a person or a thing. To run swiftly as to reach a goal. Hey, he's pressing. He's pressing. He's longing. He's not going to give up. He's not going to drop the ball. Amen. He's not going to fumble. He's pressing. He's longing to be what God would have him to be. I mean, that's what we need to have in our Christian life as we wake and rise every day, that we fall upon our knees and call upon God and say, God, help me to achieve the goal of being a good Christian this day. Hey, to be a witness this day. To be a witness in days to come. To be a help to somebody this day. Hey, the Bible describes unto us that Paul says, hey, I'm pressing toward a mark. That mark in which that he describes there is the goal or the end one has in view. Now, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things we get before us that might take precedence in our Christian life. And I know for young people, they're thinking about who they're going to court, and they're thinking about who they're going to take to the dance, and they're thinking about what's going to take place this summer, and where they're going to hang out. They might be thinking about what's going to take place, where they're going to go to school, and who they're going to meet there, and what's going to take place, what kind of career they're going to have, and whom they're going to marry. And as older folks are worried and wondering about how we're going to pay the bills, and how we're going to put them through college, and how we're going to do all these things. And a lot of folks get their motives mixed up and lose sight of what God would have them to do. And my friend, what we need to do, first and foremost, is desire to be what God would have us to be. Keep the prize before us. Keep that mark before us. Keep that goal before us of what God would have us to achieve. And I'll tell you what, the Bible says, we'll seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things shall be added unto us. I'm telling you what, all them other decisions will fall right into place. Everything will pan out. Everything will work for God's good and His glory. And I'm telling you what, hey, well, what we need to do is just keep our eyes upon Him. Paul says, I'm pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. Hey, that prize is that reward. Now, my friend, not everybody that ran the race won the high prize, but all of them got recognition if they finished. Amen? I'm telling you what we need to do is we need to press on, and we need to desire to finish the race in which God has called us to run. My friend, there's too many people falling out by the wayside. There's too many people that are giving up halfway through. I'm talking about preachers that have filled with pulpits for years, but they've allowed themselves to get caught up in the things of the flesh and the world, and the devil's ran them off track. And my friend, we find they're not finishing the race in which God's called them to finish. And my friend, that goes all the way down the line. I'm telling you what, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen? Jesus needs to be the goal. Jesus needs to be the mark. Jesus. Hey, the prize is getting into glory. Amen? And I'll tell you what, for those of us that are extra achievers, those of us that long to live our life fully dedicated unto God, my friend, He's going to lay upon you something other than just the victor's crown. There'll be crowns of glory, amen. Hey, there'll be great riches and things that God's going to grant unto those of us that are found faithful all the way to the end. God will reward you, amen. He won't leave you without a prize. But my friend, we need to keep upon our mind and upon our mindset and be determined that our destination needs to be to what? To live up to the high calling. Hey, that high is speaking of an upward calling. An above what average quota is calling. I'm talking about a heavenly calling. Hey, the calling is the call of God. It's His invitation. It's a divine invitation. Amen. It's a divine invitation, first of all, to embrace salvation. Boy, do you remember where you was at when God pricked your heart and the light bulb come on and you realized how much God loved you and how sorry you were and how much God had mercy and grace to heal you and to bring salvation upon your life. And you said, I'm going with God. I'm going to live for Him. I'm going to dedicate myself unto Him. My friend, God's called us unto salvation, but He's also called us unto sanctification. He wants His youngins to consecrate themselves that they might be able to fulfill the race in which God has asked them to run. My friend, God's got a greater thing going for us than what the world can see. And that's He has a prize waiting for us if we'll achieve that high calling that He's put before us tonight. Hey, there's the determination of destination. Are you determined to get there tonight, church? Hey, do you have a desire within yourself to accomplish that in which that God has called you to? Now, every one of us, it's different. My friend, nevertheless, we're all in the race. Amen? Hey, we got to abide by the rules. So, where are you headed? There needs to be a decision for departure. There needs to be a determination of destination. But there also needs to be the declaration of direction. Where are you going? Where are you longing to be? Who are you walking with? Who are you serving? Hey, we find that Paul declares there in verse number 15, he says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. As many as be perfect. Now, my friend, we're not everything we ought to be yet. I'm telling you what, in God's eyes, if the blood of Christ has been applied to your sin debt, if the blood of Christ has been applied to your spiritual bank account, my friend, hey, you already are going to go to heaven. Amen. It's secured, it's sealed, it's as well as done that we're going to go to heaven one day. But until we get there, we need to be walking in the direction in which Christ would have us to go. My friend, the Bible tells us there that Paul says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. To be perfect means to be brought to its end, to be finished, to be wanting nothing necessary for completeness. My friend, if we have this Bible that we hold in our hand for our guide, and we've got the Spirit to walk with us, my friend, we've got everything we need to be complete. Amen. Got everything we need to be complete. Hey, good Christian friends and sisters and brothers in Christ and loved ones that are willing to walk with us along the way, that's just an added bonus. But my friend, if we've got the Spirit of God and the truth of God's Word, we've got everything we need for completeness. And the Bible tells us here in verse number 15, He says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. Hey, there's a certain way that you need to feel. There's a certain way that you need to think. There's a certain way that you need to judge. There's a certain way that you need to come together to be of the same opinion as God. Amen. Hey, we need to agree together that it's God's way and no other way. Amen. Hey, the Bible says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And my friend, we need to have a mindset as a church, have a mindset as a family, and a mindset as an individual Christian that it's God's way or no way. Hey, the Bible tells us here that we need to be thus minded. Hey, we need to come to this determination. There needs to be this declaration of the direction in which we're headed in, and it's the way of God. And the Bible says in verse 15, and if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Ain't it amazing how the Spirit of God works? That whenever we get wayward and we get off track and we're running in the wrong direction, when we get mixed up and mingled with the wrong crowd, whenever we think the wrong thought, when we look at the wrong thing, when we hear the wrong stuff, when we say something we ought not to say, the Holy Ghost of God comes by and just grips us and clutches down upon us and allows us to realize, hey, we fouled up, we messed up. My friend, if anybody here tonight thinks they can go some other direction, if you want to declare there's another way aside from Jesus, my friend, you need to check yourself out and see where you're headed. My friend, because that's an athlete that ain't abiding by the rules and you're subject to disqualification. Hey, the Bible tells us here in verse number 16, he says, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained. Moreover, besides these things, Paul says, whereto we have already attained. To come to arrive at, where we're at right now. He says, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Let us walk. To walk means to direct one's life and to live. And my friend, sometimes we need to ask ourselves, how are we walking? How are we walking? Some of us walk with a limp. Some of us walk with short strides. Some of us still taking baby steps. My friend, God wants us to pick up the pace. Amen. I believe what God desires for us to do as a church in this year of chaos, and as a church in this year, 2011, we need to have our eyes upon Jesus, looking and longing for His return, waiting and anticipating His arrival, and that we might prove ourselves to be faithful whenever He shows up, that He looked out upon us and say, hey, you're running the race with fervency. You're running the race in a way and a manner in which honors me and glorifies me and gives glory unto God. Hey, the Bible says there that we need to be of that mindset. We need to have that way of feeling about things. Some folks, especially in different circles, different religious or different denominational circles, or even within the Baptist denomination, feel differently about different ways and about different things. And they say, well, I just don't think that way about the Bible. I'm telling you what the Bible says, the Bible means. Amen. There's one interpretation. Amen. One interpretation for this book. Many applications. But the Bible means one thing. And my friend, what we need to do is we need to get where God would have us to get to, that we might know what the truth of the Scripture is, that we might rightly divide the book, and let the book do a work in our life, and lead us in the way that God would have us to go, and give us encouragement to run the race in which God's called us to run, that we might walk, that we might direct our life, that we might live our life in a way that would be pleasing unto God. Hey, that's the direction God wants us to go. He says, let us mind the same thing. Let us mind to seek and to strive for the same thing. What is it that Paul's talking about? That prize of the high calling of God. My friend, we need to long to be what God would have us to be. Have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness that God would desire for us to have. My friend, I believe that's what God would have for our lives. Amen. Is that we go where God would have us to go, live a lifestyle in which God would be pleased with, and to lead others in the right way, to be a witness, to be one that's going to exalt Christ be one that's going to reach out to sinners and embrace them with His love and show them the right way and give them the direction that we have found within God's Word. Hey, there's other folks that need to get in on the race. Amen. I believe one of the reasons that Jesus is tarrying is because everybody's not been accounted for that's going to be on the church roll. That's the only reason I can see is why that Jesus is tarrying. Is there's one more sinner needs to be saved. There's one more sinner needs to walk an aisle. There's one more that needs to bend their knee. There's one more out there that needs to call upon God and ask for forgiveness. And that one that God is looking for may be one that you will encounter. But my friend, if you're not heading in the right direction, you're not going to be a help unto them. My friend, we need to long for the things of God. Amen. We need to desire. Where are you headed tonight? Where are you headed? As you examine your life and evaluate your life, where are you headed tonight? Every head bowed and every eye closed.